Assalamu alaikum. This ayah is also commonly mistranslated. And this verse in chapter 8, verse 55, was actually the reason why we decided to do the translation of the Clear Quran. I was challenged by a non-Muslim cab driver in Toronto, and he said that your Quran calls me an animal, and I said, no, it doesn't say that anywhere, and he cited this verse, 8:55. The word dabba, إِنَّ شَرَّ الدَّوَابِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, the worst of all dawab in the sight of Allah are those who disbelieve. And it talks about those who used to make agreements, peace agreements with the Prophet ﷺ, and they used to violate them all the time. So the verse is very specific, and it has to be understood in its historical background. But anyway, the word dabba in the Quran does not necessarily mean an animal. And when I check the translations of the Quran, if you go to this website, islamawakened.com/Quran, then you can type the surah number and ayah number 855. You'll see how many of the translators, they translated this word dabba as animal or beast. But this is not the actual translation. This word is explained in another chapter in the Quran, Surah An-Nur, chapter 24, verse 45. وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَ كُلَّ دَابَّةٍ مِّمَّا فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَمْشِي عَلَى بَطْنِهِ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَمْشِي عَلَى رِجْلَيْنِ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَمْشِي عَلَى أَرْبَعٍ. In this verse, 24:45, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah created every dabba, living being, from water. Some of them slither on their bellies, some walk on two feet, and some walk on four. So it's a very general term. It should be translated as living being or moving creature, but not animal or beast. Thank you.